Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back. Rudrance for our Black and White Sports 2. We're going to talk about the 49ers, more specifically Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan, because evidently there was some drama involving Jimmy and Kyle. As the year was closing out, going into the playoffs, heading towards that NFC Championship game. Now, we don't know exactly what happened between the two of them. We knew that it seemed a little strange at the season-ending press conference when Kyle was asked about Jimmy, that Kyle, for lack of a better way of putting it, seemed like a total dick about Jimmy Garoppolo, okay? And I was like, well, that's kind of odd for a guy that's been here for so long. And look, I understand that Jimmy is labeled Jimmy Glass and everybody thinks he's injury prone. But at the same time, you know, he had a shoulder that had to be operated on. He had a thumb that I believe he hit a helmet, jacked it up. It had to be operated on or something. He played through that, by the way, last year, NFC Championship game. He blew his ACL out. I mean, okay. I mean, I'm not sure how you prevent your ACL from blowing out. Maybe not run the ball. I get it. Okay. But he was still trying to pick up extra yards for the team. Okay. So maybe right, wrong, or indifferent. Maybe was that the smartest decision? No, but he was playing hard. And it was clear. Jimmy's teammates have always loved Jimmy, okay? They loved playing with him. They looked so happy when he finally came back in the game after Trey Lance got hurt. Don't believe me? Go look it up. And then, of course, a broken foot. Now, I tried to think across time, but let's be real here. Kyle Shanahan hasn't exactly not got quarterbacks hurt. I mean, or something's going on. Robert Griffin III got hurt, okay, in a Shanahan system, and one could say that ruined RG3's career. It did, okay, because if anything, RG3 should have had at least a few good years, all right, but he didn't. That knee injury changed everything. Then Brock Purdy got hurt. Josh Johnson got knocked out. Jimmy got hurt. Trey Lance got hurt. I mean, I don't know what's going on in that 49ers building when it comes to quarterbacks, but there's a history of injury since Kyle Shanahan has been the head coach. Now, look, I don't really blame Kyle for that. I went back to look. Matt Ryan didn't get hurt when he was playing for Kyle because I wanted to check, you know. I don't know whether or not didn't Matt Schaub and Kyle, weren't they sort of together in Houston? I don't know. I didn't go look, but it seems to me like Kyle was involved right around that time. Maybe he wasn't. Quarterbacks coach, something down there. But let's get to this because there you could tell there was some issues, and the Athletic, Tim Kamikami, who has covered the 49ers forever, did shed some light on some things, or at least let us know, yeah, there was a problem towards the end of the year. What? I don't know. Kyle is almost borderline hostile when he talks about Jimmy G. Frankly, it seems a little weird, especially how much the Niners win with him at quarterback. What's his beef with number 10? This is what Kamikami did come out and say. There's no doubt. Even among Shanahan's other short and sharp answers in that presser, his brisk shutdown of, quote, any scenario that could lead Garoppolo returning to the 49ers this offseason was an attention getter. And to me, the fact that Lynch didn't immediately jump in with a more diplomatic response only underlined the possibility that something had gone a bit askew.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
In this long, complicated saga. Ooh, you know what? There is the one issue with the idea that sometimes Garoppolo ghosts everybody and that they can't even get a hold of him, like during the offseason. That's really strange to me. I mean, you would think if your teammates and your coach came calling, you would answer the phone. Garoppolo won 42 combined regular season and postseason games. He was 38-17 and 4-2. Yikes. He could have been a Super Bowl MVP if he'd have made one or two more plays a few years ago. I think we'd be talking about Jimmy in a completely different way right now. He's always been a very popular figure in the locker room. It wasn't wrong to expect something a little warmer from the 49ers brass for Garoppolo's franchise exit, right? Question mark. Yeah, I didn't appreciate how Kyle acted during that about Jimmy. I didn't. Well, I checked around the team and I discovered, yes, the relationship between Garoppolo and Shanahan / Lynch seems to have gone a bit south in the days or weeks leading up to the NFC Championship game loss in Philadelphia. I don't know if there was a specific blow-up or conversation that led to this. I don't know what the main issue was. We know that Garoppolo won a lot of games in six seasons with the 49ers and partially bailed them out this season by agreeing to come back after believing he was going to get traded or cut last offseason. If I was to make a knowledgeable guess, I'd say that the mood was always a little questionable this season between Garoppolo and Shanahan. They'd never been especially close, even while they were winning, but they worked very well together for long stretches over this period. The personality differences were part of why this worked until Garoppolo got hurt, then hurt again, and then hurt again. And in between all that, Shanahan and Lynch traded a lot of stuff to move up and acquire his replacement, Trey Lance. And even if Garoppolo jumped back in after Lance was hurt this season, Shanahan daydreamed about Brock Purdy playing one day, and then Garoppolo got hurt again, and Purdy did quite well. Finally, Shanahan and Lynch decided to keep Garoppolo on the active roster all through December and January after his injury, hoping, parentheses, believing, question mark, he could come back from his foot injury at some point during the playoffs to provide insurance in case of a Purdy injury. They could have used that roster spot for someone else, maybe defensive tackle Hassan Ridgeway, but Shanahan and Lynch saved it for Garoppolo, who tried and couldn't get healthy enough to be Purdy's backup in the conference title game, and then Purdy got hurt. Again, I don't know that any of this led directly to Shanahan's abrupt answer about Garoppolo, and before that, Garoppolo bypassing the media during the locker room cleanout day last week, but I imagine this was part of the atmosphere around the two, which maybe is the perfect weird way to end the extended high-low Garoppolo era with the 49ers. There was no chance Garoppolo was sticking around again as the 49ers backup in 2020, and there's no chance that Shanahan and Lynch would have wanted him once Purdy emerged as a quality starter. Shanahan's terse answer was just the official notification of this. Okay, so there it is. I do wonder about a couple of things. Was Shanahan pushing for Garoppolo to come back when Garoppolo truly wasn't going to be healthy enough to play again this year. I wondered about that because we remember when Garoppolo's injury happened, we heard foot injury, out for season. And then about 2 weeks in or something, 10 days in, something like that, we heard, well, he might be back if they make the NFC Championship game or if they make the Super Bowl. And it makes me wonder, did Kyle and John Lynch try to activate Jimmy Garoppolo prior to this NFC Championship game? And Garoppolo wasn't healthy enough to be able to be activated and play in that, and Lynch and Shanahan got pissed off? You know, do we have a situation where we...
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Maybe we've got multiple doctors involved and one saying, no, the guy can't go. And then the one that's connected to the club, we know how that goes. With football players, all right? Did they maybe say, well, we think he might be able to play in a blah or a boot or whatever? You know how this happens. So, was there an issue there? Okay. The other scenario that I find rather interesting could be, what if Garoppolo was cleared by his doctor, whoever did the surgery or whatever, but behind the scenes, the 49ers opted to not clear him, knowing he was going to be a free agent, knowing that if he got hurt again, that was going to be a problem. He was going to have to rehab, yada, yada, yada. It was going to carry over to the offseason. All right. What if he wanted to be activated for the NFC Championship game and Lynch and Shanahan refused to do it because of free agent implications? Now, my issue with that second scenario is if it was to come out that Shanahan and Lynch had the ability to activate a healthy Garoppolo that could have played, if that comes out after we lost Purdy in the NFC Championship game and in turn our season was done, it was over, it was a wrap. If we find out Garoppolo could have played, or if he comes out and says, I could have played, but the 49ers doctors didn't want to clear me, or whatever. Now, I don't know if Jimmy would go that far. He might not. He might just play the NFL game, right? And what I mean is the behind-the-scenes politics part of it. But, man, if we were to find out he was actually healthy enough to play and they refused to activate him because of some off-season implications / free agency, man, you want to talk about furious as a Niners fan because we lost our quarterback and Jimmy could have came in. You see the issue there? Or did they even think, oh my God, what if Brock gets hurt and Jimmy plays, beats the Eagles, and then wins the Super Bowl? We're going to be forced into a scenario where we're looking at keeping Jimmy Garoppolo. We can't put ourselves in that position, so they didn't activate him or clear him for the game. If we find that out, I don't know about you other 49ers fans, but I would be pissed because I think most of us feel like we were cheated out of an NFC Championship game and even any hope of winning that game. Whatever happened, because I saw the Niners fans and a lot of people got mad because Jimmy was on the sidelines laughing. By the way, so was Trey Lance. Where's the furiousness about that? They were both cutting up and laughing during the blowout. It wasn't a good look for either Trey Lance or Jimmy Garoppolo. But How many Niners fans would be outraged if you found out after the fact that Jimmy could have, in fact, played in that game and your front office slash coach did not want to let him play? Because if that happened, then that may have cost us the entire season if politics came involved behind the scenes that way. Because the fact is, and this is something we don't talk about and something we don't want to talk about, do we know?
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
For absolute sure that Brock Purdy is the quarterback of the future. Because what if he's not? You know, I mean, that was Joe Montana's point the other day. Joe Montana said the Niners should just make it simple, re-sign Jimmy, and he should still start because with this team, he won a lot of games. I ain't gonna lie to you, I tend to kind of agree with that. But Brock Purdy looks like the dude. He does. He looks like he is the franchise quarterback going forward. But what if he's not? You see the issue there? The other thing that they could be mad about Jimmy with, and I don't know why, because it saved, in my opinion, it probably saved Shanahan's ass, or it should. Maybe they're furious with Garoppolo having the shoulder surgery and in turn not being able to be traded back in the offseason. And if that's the case, that's bullshit. Because Jimmy decided to take a serious pay cut to stay. And it, once Trey Lance goes out, what happens if Brock Purdy doesn't perform the whole season the way he did? And then Shanahan's got another losing season under his belt. And let's be real, there's been a lot of that because he's been getting the quarterback, you know, wrong, injuries, this, that, and the third. His record wasn't very good, Shanahan, until after this year. That's a fact. Now, I'm not saying you run him off, because two NFC Championship games, one Super Bowl appearance, should get you some collateral to stay a good long while. But you also get the point. Got to be objective in these things. So something happened, and now I can't wait to keep doing research. And if anybody watches this and they know I've got the bigger channel, 180,000 subs, send me an email if you know something I don't, because I would love to get that out in the stratosphere as to what happened between these two specifically. I find that fascinating. Very fascinating. Tell me what you think, Black and White Sports 2 supporters. The channel is growing. We bumped over 118,000 on this channel. 180,000 on the big channel, and awesome, awesome stuff. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.